public hearing being held in order to hear variance requests and an appeal of a stop work order. The Board of Adjustment hearing process is governed by the provisions of the Missouri State Revised Statutes, the Taney County Development Guidance Code, and the adopted Board of Adjustment bylaws. Public hearings are held on each variance or appeal request which are filed with the Planning Department. At this time, I wish to place the Taney County Development Guidance Code into evidence as Exhibit A. The staff report for each case is Exhibit B. The staff file, including all pertinent information for each case, as Exhibit C. And the Board of Adjustment bylaws as Exhibit D for all cases to be heard at this public hearing. A staff report will be read for each application, followed by any questions for the staff. If you wish to comment upon any of the applications, you must sign up in front of the room. Anyone wishing to speak either for or against a request must be sworn in and will therefore be providing sworn testimony. Registration will cease before the hearing begins. When it is your opportunity to provide sworn testimony, your name will be called by the Board of Adjustment Chairman. Please walk to the podium at the front of the room to address the board. All comments and questions are to be addressed to the board, not to anyone in the audience. All speakers who are not a party to the case shall be limited to 5 minutes unless additional time is granted by the chairman. Thank you.
And would you please read the governing statutes?
Yes. The Board of Adjustment shall have the following powers, and it shall be its duty: 1. To hear and decide appeals where it is alleged there is an error of law in any order, requirement, decision, or determination made by an administrative official in the enforcement of county zoning regulations. 2. To hear and decide all matters referred to it or which it is required to determine under the zoning regulations adopted by the County Commission as herein provided. And 3. Where by reason of exceptional narrowness, shallowness, shape or topography, or other extraordinary or exceptional situation or condition of a specific piece of property, the strict application of any regulation adopted under Section 64.845 to 64.880 would result in peculiar and exceptional difficulties to or exceptional and demonstrable undue hardship upon the owner of the property as an unreasonable deprivation of use as distinguishing from the mere grant of a privilege. To authorize upon an appeal relating to the property a variance from the strict application so as to relieve the demonstrable difficulties or hardships, provided the relief can be granted without substantial detriment to the public good and without substantially impairing the intent, purpose, and integrity of the zone map as embodied in the zoning regulations and map.
Thank you. Nina, can I get a list of the people that choose to speak tonight? Thank you. And for you folks that are going to speak tonight, you'll need to be sworn in. If you could please stand and raise your right hand. It's going to be a long night. Do you swear to give honest and truthful testimony before this board tonight? Say, I do. Thank you very much. The first request is for Emerald Point. We've got quite a few people that want to speak on behalf. And do we have a representative here for Emerald Point?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Mr. McMurtry, are you?
Flaherty's my
okay. I don't know what particular order, guys, we want to go. We've got a lot of people that want to speak. Do we want to hear from the representative? Do we just want to go down the list in the order that they've signed up? If you would, please, speak with us.
You want me to go through the presentation, Mr. Chairman?
If you would, please.
Okay. This is the same presentation that was presented in the January 18th meeting. Case number 16-2A for appeal. This is just a zoomed out view. Property in question. Zoomed in. Subject property is the road right-of-ways within Emerald Point Phase 12, located near the southwest intersection of State Highway 265 and Hill Haven Road, Hollister, Missouri. Scott Township, Section 33, Township 23, Range 21. This appeal of the Planning Administrator's stop work order. This is a pictometry view from the north. Pictometry view from the south. A view from the east. If I go too fast, let me know. A view from the west. The applicant, Emerald Point LLC, Shane Nogger, is seeking to appeal the Planning Administrator's decision to place a stop work order on all ongoing road construction activities within the Emerald Point subdivision until such time that a form of security is provided to Taney County that is in compliance with the provisions of both RSMO 64.825 and Article 8, Section 6 of the Taney County Subdivision Regulations. On December 20th, 1993, the Taney County Planning Commission approved Division 3 Permit 93225, granting conceptual approval of a multi-use residential development on approximately 604 acres. Over the next 18 years, the developer, Gary Snaden, sought Planning Commission approval for additional Division 3 permits for each phase of this residential subdivision. On July 26, 1994, a contractual agreement was executed between Gary and Patsy Snaden and the Taney County Planning Commission, referenced as a performance guarantee. This performance guarantee was to act as the security ensuring the construction of improvements within the Emerald Point subdivision, such as streets, water, sewer, and utility services. Mr. and Mrs. Snaden placed 37,500 shares of stock in a privately held company, Roark Club Incorporated, in escrow to serve as the infrastructure security in question. This original performance guarantee was signed by Gary and Patsy Snaden, the active planning administrator, John Suti, and the escrow agent, Marvin Motley. The initial performance guarantee was to either be mutually terminated by the parties, Mr. and Mrs. Snaden and Taney County Planning, or it would expire in 5 years from the date of the execution, July 26, 1999. On September 27, 1999, the performance guarantee was amended, allowing for the extension of the agreement for a period of 10 years from the initial execution. This extended the agreement through July 26, 2004. This amendment was signed by Mr. and Mrs. Snaden, and also the Acting Planning Administrator, Robert C. Hall. On May 19, 2008, the Planning Commission approved Division 3 Permit 2008-29, approving a request by Emerald Point LLC to plat 50 acres, more or less, into 160 residential lots as Phase 12 of the Emerald Point subdivision. On September 17, 2008, Gary and Patsy Snaden signed a second amendment to the performance guarantee. However, the second amendment to the original agreement was not signed or accepted by a representative of Taney County. The intent of this second amendment was to extend the period of the agreement to July 26, 2009. However, an agreement is only binding upon all parties with the proper execution of agreement by all parties. This is a plat, the 2008, September 18th, final plat that was recorded. Slide J, page 232, best I can read. A little zoomed in, more view of it. On February 22nd, 2016, Bruce Minke provided the Taney County Planning Department office with a PDF copy of a third amendment to the performance guarantee. However, once again, the third amendment to the original agreement was not signed or accepted by a representative of Taney County. The intent of this second amendment was to extend the period of the agreement for 5 years from July 26, 2014 to July 26, 2019. As stated previously, an agreement is only binding upon all parties with the proper execution of an agreement by all parties. On May 4th, 2016, the planning administrator wrote a letter to Mr. Meinke indicating that the most recent amendment was not signed or accepted by a representative of Taney County. The letter further indicated that both the Taney County subdivision regulations and the Missouri revised statutes spell out in great detail the forms of security for infrastructure improvements that may be accepted by the Planning Commission on behalf of the County Commission. Simply put, a security based upon stock in a private company is not an acceptable to the county pursuant to both the provisions of the Missouri Revised Statutes 64.820 and also Article 8, Section 6 of the Taney County Subdivision Regulations. After several months and no response from the representatives from Emerald Point LLC on August 9th, 2016, the planning administrator sent a notice of violation to the representative. This notice of violation requests that the developer provide a form of security to Taney County in compliance with the provisions of RSMO 64.825 and also Article 8, Section 6, Subdivision Regulations. Following the sending of the notice of violation, representatives from Taney County met with and corresponded with the representatives from Emerald Point LLC at various times through August, September, and October. The written correspondence has been included in the Board of Adjustments packet. On September 21, 2016, after discovering that construction was continuing on the roadways within Phase 12 of the Emerald Point subdivision without the provision of a valid security to Taney County, the planning administrator issued a stop work order for any road construction activities within Emerald Point subdivision. Now, Emerald Point LLC, Shane Nogger, is appealing said stop work order. This appeal application was originally scheduled to be heard by the Board of Adjustment on December 21, 2016. However, the applicant requested to postpone the hearing until January 21st, in order to ensure that all parties representing the applicant are able to attend this public hearing. And that was the first hearing. Here's a photo of the road and bridge administrator. The applicant, Emerald Point LLC, Shane Nogger, is appealing the planning administrator's decision on September 21st, 2016, to place a stop work order on all ongoing road construction activities within Emerald Point subdivision until such time that a form of security is provided to the Taney County that is compliant with the provisions RSMO 64.825 and the Article 8, Section 6 subdivision regulations. Copies of both these have been given to the Board of Adjustments in their packet. Please note that even the performance bond requirements of the Development Guidance Code in place in 2008 referenced RSMO 64.825 for surety requirements. The stop work order has been enacted for all ongoing road construction activity with the Emerald Point subdivision due to the developer's failure to provide a proper security that complies with state law and county regulations. Taney County Legal Department has indicated that the road infrastructure currently being constructed shall be constructed in compliance with the current road standards. The legal department has further indicated that the approval of Division 3 Permit 2008-29 by the Planning Commission and the filing of the final plat with the Recorder's of Deeds Office does not absolve the developer from the requirements of constructing the roads in compliance with the current Taney County road standards. Simply put, the roadways within Phase 12 of the Emerald Point subdivision are currently being constructed, therefore said road infrastructure shall be constructed in compliance with the current regulations. Here's a copy of the cross-section of the current Taney County road standards. The developer has refused to submit road construction plans, making it impossible for a valid cost estimate to be performed for the infrastructure cost. Please note that this would be Bob's email to the developer on October 13, 2016, the step-by-step process for submitting the infrastructure security was enumerated. There are three steps that must be taken prior to the submission of the infrastructure security. One, the applicant shall submit engineering construction plans for the streets and storm sewers to the Taney County Road and Bridge Department. Two, once the engineering construction plans have been reviewed and approved by the Taney County Road and Bridge Department,